Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we're moving on to David O'Mahony. He's going to take us through what to expect from the upcoming French Film Festival at the IFI. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're wearing a lovely jumper, I must say, and you take care of that really well.
Well, you absolutely. Well, I was listening in with avidly, actually, because, yeah, I really agree. I've had this jumper for about 10 years and long may it last.
A long may it last, indeed. Anyway, we're not here to talk about jumpers. We're here to talk about the French Film Festival. Tell me a little bit about it. What's it about?
Sure. Okay. So this is the biggest event that we put on annually at the Irish Film Institute, going for more than 20 years now. And not only is it our biggest event, but it's the biggest celebration of French culture on the island of Ireland.
Oh, wait.
Annually. Yeah. So starting tonight, so it's all go, as you can imagine, going all the way through to Sunday the 30th. Packed schedule, guests, introductions, Q&As, panels, and more screenings than you can possibly hope for. So, yeah, really, really good lineup this year. Really, really excited to be here on opening night, opening day even.
Yeah. What kind of speakers can people expect?
We have a bunch of directors coming in. So tomorrow night for the Ice Tower, which you might have seen our cover image of Marianne Cotillard. That film tomorrow night, we have the director, Lucille Hadzi-Halilovic. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she will be in conversation. Also, tomorrow on Friday morning, she'll be doing a masterclass with Tara Brady from the Irish Times. We have, apart from several introductions to films, we have the following weekend, a film called Wild Foxes, which is about a young up-and-coming boxer. And we have both the young star and the director of that film coming in. And also, a late addition to our programme, we have Claes Bang coming in. People will know him from Bad Sisters. TV show. So he's not French.
Okay.
But we won't hold that against him. He is welcome. He is welcome. But he is starring in a French film.
Okay.
Yeah. The Great Arch, which is about the architect, the Danish architect of La Défense in Paris, that cube-like structure. Yeah. But his name was essentially redacted from it and his name was airbrushed from history. And someone else. Yeah. So it's that
scandalous
story. Yeah. So Claes is coming in and he will be engaging in a Q&A after that screening on Friday the 28th with Paul Whittington.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. It's absolutely jam-packed. How important are these festivals in the current climate? You know, we were just talking before there, Irish people, they're still great cinema goers, but there's a worrying trend we're seeing globally where people just are not going to the cinema. Like, these must be so important.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I think, and across the broad, the spectrum, and I know IFI is perhaps a little bit different from your multiplex, shall we say, audience numbers haven't recovered quite to pre-COVID levels, shall we say, for a bunch of reasons. But festivals such as this really go to the heart of what we do at IFI, which is to offer audiences something different. I mean, the vast majority of these films that we're showing, this will be the only time that audiences have an opportunity to see them in the cinema, certainly in the presence of a filmmaker. It's a very important festival for us in that, you know, French cinema is such a vibrant and important national cinema. And again, so little of it really makes its way over here. So we feel it goes to the heart of our remit. That offering something a little bit different as well is really important for us. You know, try to offer something that you won't find at another cinema, at a multiplex, be it formats. We try to show as many films as we can on 35mm or 70mm, huge audiences for that. And as I said, with introductions, Q&As or talks for greater contextualization, stuff like that, we feel audiences really respond to that. Like, the audiences already, we haven't even started this year and we've already got quite a few films sold out already.
So yeah,
you can tell.
Amazing.
There's an appetite there.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That's freezing outside.
Yeah.
What else would you be doing?
Hot box of popcorn. You're
get
sitting
your jumper.
Off my entry. Yeah, get your jumper.
These two segments are connected. <you know.
laughs> It's cold. Go to the cinema.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to get the balance right between, you know, when you're curating stuff like this, like the classics and the new movies?
Yeah, for sure. I think this festival is weighted more towards new films. I think it's very much, like I was saying, there's going to be no opportunity for audiences to see these films. So it's weighted towards the new films. However, each year we do have quite a significant proportion of classic films, we always have a little kind of mini retrospective of a director. We've got four films from Claude Chabrol this year. We also have, I think really interestingly, two new documentaries about the Lumiere brothers. So on consecutive weekends, there's the Lumiere, The Adventure Begins, and then the next weekend, The Adventure Continues. So there you go. You have to see both of them. But in front of each of those films, I think this would be really interesting. We have excerpts that the an agent of the Lumiere brothers shot in Dublin in 1897.
Okay.
Yeah. So little short pieces in front of each of those documentaries. So you can take a look at Dublin in 1897, which is kind of extraordinary.
Yeah.
And we hold copies of those at the Irish Film Archive.
Okay.
So, and that... it's a nice way, I guess, to shine a light on the work we do in the archive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is the future really in the likes of yourselves, independent cinema, yourselves in the Lighthouse, I should say?
I can't speak for the Lighthouse, but I can certainly speak for us.
And speak for the IFI, absolutely.
I can certainly speak for the IFI. Yeah, I really think it is that added value. It's offering something different. It's, you know, we've all, certainly in the film industry, come to understand that you need to work a little bit harder, I think, to get people out of their homes during lockdown. Everyone bought their big TVs and their streaming platforms and all this. We need to work a little bit harder to get people in. So festivals like this, where you're introducing films with the filmmaker, with talent, showing films on the format that the director intended, you know, and offering audiences more contextualization for what they're watching. I think audiences really respond to that.
Absolutely. David O'Mahony, Head of Cinema Programming at the IFI, thank you so much for joining me today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.